This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Many people will know that since the introduction of Ireland's soft opt-out system in June 2025 under the Human Tissue Act, people are presumed to have consented to organ donation unless they have registered their opt-out decision. People may not know, however, that family agreement remains essential and organ donation will not proceed without it. This year, Organ Donor Awareness Week is encouraging people across Ireland to share their wishes about organ donation with their families. Colin White, the National Projects Manager from the Irish Kidney Association, joins me now. Colin, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for chatting to me this evening. First, talk me through this year's campaign. What are the key messages that you hope people take away from the week?
I think the key message when it comes to organ donation is the importance of sharing your wishes with your family. The campaign message is don't leave your loved ones in doubt. Now, some of your listeners might kind of think, well, did we not pass some legislation last year that everybody is considered an organ donor unless they opt out? The reality of that is, yes, you now have the opportunity to opt out of organ donation. But if you do not opt out, you are then considered a potential organ donor. So if you die in the appropriate circumstances, usually in an intensive care unit whilst you're on a life support machine, at that point, your family are going to be asked for final assent. So they're going to be asked, is it okay? Do you have any reason why we couldn't or shouldn't go ahead with organ retrieval for transplantation? That decision becomes an awful lot easier on family if you've had the conversation beforehand. So that has always been the core purpose of the Irish Kidney Association's organ donor card. It has a space on the back of it for your own signature and a signature for your next of kin. So if I go onto the IKA website, ika.ie/donor card, request my donor card, it gets sent out by post. It gives me an icebreaker to present to my wife or present, I got this organ donor card. Can you sign the back of it? We then have a conversation. We know each other's wishes. And in keeping up with technology, we also have a digital version that you can download directly to the digital wallet on your smartphone. Again, you can get that from ika.ie/donor card.
The card is such a, I feel like, recognizable thing. I know a lot of people that have them. You could pick them up around the place in years gone by, and I'm sure you can still do that. Is it absolutely necessary to have one, or can you still just have that conversation with your loved ones without having a card? Just covering all bases here in case anyone's in any doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a very fair question. Thankfully, down through the years, a lot of people have got an organ donor card, but it's not a legal document. It's not a legal requirement. If you've had the family conversation, to make that decision easier on your loved ones. And I think it's important that, yes, organ donation is needed for those people who are awaiting an organ transplant. And it's quite life transformative and life saving to those who are lucky enough to get the call. But if we also look at it from the perspective of the donor families, many donor families down through the years, if I was to kind of come up with a phrase that has summarized their feedback, it would be, it was the one bright light in a very dark time. That, yes, they have lost a loved one, but they take some solace from the fact that there's a number of other families out there who are getting to celebrate another sunrise, getting to celebrate another life milestone, whatever it might be, because their loved one had the conversation. I think it's very telling that every year the Irish Kidney Association has an annual service of remembrance and thanksgiving. And like, we usually get about 1,200 people turning up. Many of them have come year after year from the donor families, that it's their opportunity to remember their loved one. And also to, again, take some uplift from the fact that there's a community out there who are saying, we see your loved one and we recognize what they did and we appreciate them very, very much. So it's not only that life-giving act of organ donation, it's also, as I say, it's something that many, many donor families down through the years have said is really important to them as something that they can take away from it.
Yeah. When a person has unfortunately passed away, and they have openly in the past discussed about being a donor. How many lives can they actually change with becoming an organ donor? Like, do we have any type of statistic? Because as far as I'm aware, it's not just one life that can be saved, even in from with one organ. It can be multiple organs, multiple cases.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be multiple organs. I think sometimes some people might feel, well, I'm too old, so maybe some of my organs mightn't be any good, so therefore I shouldn't be an organ donor. But the reality is that some donors, it might only be the kidneys. Some donors, it might be the kidney, the liver. Some, it might be kidney, liver, heart, lungs, pancreas, cornea. There may be tendons. There may be heart valves. So it's very much each individual is kind of judged on the merits of their personal circumstances at the time. Like, I think some of the public kind of feel, well, once you're over this age of 60, can you really be an organ donor anymore? And the reality is, absolutely. Like, the average age of an organ donor in Italy is now 62. That's the average age. And it's partly down to a very positive reason that we're now in a position where we're actually transplanting people in their 70s. So there's people in their 70s getting kidney transplants, getting other organs transplanted. And if you have a donor who's in the late 60s, early 70s, and then you're age matching to a recipient, you're kind of looking at a like for like. Like, this age matching can be quite important at the older side and equally at the younger end of the scale.
I've seen on your website that there are more than 650 people in Ireland waiting for a life-saving transplant right now. Is it hoped that this number will reduce if more people are aware of the benefits of being an organ donor?
Yes, I think so. I think we have seen in other countries where they have their organ donation and transplantation programs are perhaps a little more developed than we have here in Ireland. And they're actually starting to see a slow in the number of people waiting for transplants. So, like, they're actually starting to tackle the waiting list rather than kind of fighting to stand still, as I think we have, to be honest, in Ireland for some years.
Tell me, what is going on this week, obviously, with Organ Donor Awareness Week taking place across the whole entire week? How can people get involved, take part in the various awareness educational opportunities that come along this week too?
We're very fortunate in the last few years. We've managed to build up some really positive partnerships in the community. 350 of the biggest post offices around the country will have organ donor cards available, and they'll have digital messaging on their screens. A number of the Libraries Ireland outlets equally have come on board and will have organ donor cards available. And at some of the pharmacy chains, hopefully people will see some digital messaging on their screens. And there'll be a QR code where people can scan if they want to either request an organ donor card or download an organ donor card. But what's always been at the heart of the activity that the Irish Kidney Association does is our volunteers. We have branches all around the country, 25 branches, and our volunteers get out in the community with organ donor cards. Many of them transplant recipients themselves, maybe awaiting transplant, family members or friends of. And so they're in the wonderful position of being able to give real insights that if people have some questions that they'd like to know, and just really bring it home to people that it could be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your next door neighbor who could be awaiting a transplant. And I think what I find very powerful about the gift of life that is organ donation is that it's the gift of making the ordinary again. That for so many, when they've experienced organ failure, the ordinary things become a challenge. And in many cases, the ordinary things become out of reach. That walk to the shop is no longer something that can be considered. But post-transplant, to be able to say, yeah, I think I'm just going to go to the shop and grab something. Those are precious, precious moments. And you find amongst transplant recipients that they constantly are reflecting on, yeah, this is me and my donor. We're in this together. And because of my donor, I'm getting to walk my daughter down the aisle. I'm getting to go to my grandchildren's first communion, whatever it might be, all those little life milestones that we all love, but sometimes may take for granted. When somebody gets that transplant and their health has recovered to a point where those all become so straightforward, it's very, very special.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly special, like to give someone that ability once more to experience the ordinary and be able to appreciate it. If people want to find out more about organ donation, where can they go online, Colin?
The Irish Kidney Association website, if you want to find out about our Donor Week activities, it's ika.ie/DonorWeek, D-O-N-O-R, week. Or if you just want to request an organ donor card, it's ika.ie/DonorCard. And remember, you can download a digital donor card to your wallet on your smartphone and share it via WhatsApp, via text message. The all-important thing is have that family conversation, because we want to make it easy on our loved ones in the event that we are a potential organ donor, that they know what our wishes were.
Amazing. Colin, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening and telling us all about Organ Donor Awareness Week this week.
Absolute pleasure.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.